This is the Inside Track for Heartland Motorsports.com. We're down at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's IMCA Sport Mod feature winner, Tony Dunger from Quincy. Tony, just stand here talking. It just goes to show you what they say. A race is over when it's over, and it's not over till then.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was a half lap from being checkered flagged, and I know my new favorite color is yellow. That's for damn sure.
I'll tell you what, a crazy race. There was a point there you were running the top in the middle of the part of the race, and it looked like you weren't going to get there. And then started coming down to the bottom. The car looked like it was coming to you. It looked a little stronger. You closed in on the 20 and the double X. And then contact there for the 20 on a lap car. Yellow comes out on the restart. You get underneath the double X and get the win. It was wild.
Yeah, it was. Got a little crazy there at the end. But the car is always good on the bottom, and it kind of slows the race up. And I was giving Bobby the respect he deserves. He can run that bottom just as good as I can. I wasn't going to take the chance of him slipping up late in the race to try to get by him. So I was trying to see what I could find in the middle or on the top, and I couldn't find anything. So after about the 10th lap, I figured I better get down to the bottom and get the boogie and to catch back up. And lucky for us, I don't know what happened. He said that lap car got up in front of him a little bit and they hooked bumpers, but unfortunate for him because he was checked out. He had a good run tonight and brought us to the yellow on the restart, and Joe opened the door just enough to squeak in there again, and a little bit of contact in the middle. I know Joe's a little pissed off at me, but I didn't take him out. You know, we touched and got the victory lane again.
Side to side contacts racing.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, I didn't plow him. I didn't use him for a backboard. I was turned and we bumped a little bit, and he still got a good finish out of it, but I know he wanted to win. But had a good car again tonight. Come back up through there, and guys did a good job on the car.
How'd the rest of the weekend go?
Did good last night. Finished out the year at Burlington at 34 Raceway. Picked up track championship number 3. Win number 24 there. So waiting to see how the – we should have gained 2 points this week on our national points. So maybe tied with Prawner, or maybe 1 point behind.
And how's that all looking? What place you in then?
We're in third. Second place guy was 2 points ahead of us starting this week as of Friday. He won last night. I talked to him, and he won last night and gained a point. So it looks like it's going to come down to bonus points if we can move into second place in the final tally of it.
Tony, great run tonight at Quincy Raceways. Great win, and thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
All right, Dave. Once again, thanks for having us here, and I want to thank the sponsors and all my guys. We had Jubin back tonight helping us out. He's been gone about 3 or 4 years, but hollered at us, had a free night, and Brandon Chad's here again with Fossil, and car owner Tony even made it out on this chilly night. But I want to thank everybody so much for keeping us going all year long. Had a heck of a year, so I'm glad we got to talk to you as much as we did, Dave.
Try to cheat you out of the sponsors. Who you got on that car?
Tony Dunker with Advanced Trading, Skippy in the Dunker Concrete sponsorship, Tim's Machine Shop, Powder Coat Plus, Sleep Tight, Griffin Sign Company that puts the awesome wraps on our car for us, Kelly's Tavern, Pentagram Engineering, and Fastenal.
Tony, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Great run tonight.
All right, Dave. Thank you. Have a good